This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Chrome Design Countertop Specialist presents Preps Football Training Camp coverage on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Bruce Dick.
Well, welcome to our KFKA High School Football Training Camp coverage. And yes, we are brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. And of course, the sponsors for the Spartans today. We are at Greeley West. What a great facility here in Greeley. We are brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Hey, you need a car loan? Get pre-approved, whether it's a new car, a used car. You catch them by calling 970-330-9728. And, of course, at weldccu.com. Again, thank you, Weld Community Credit Union, for the sponsorship of the Spartans. We have Coach Jacob Vargas with us. Coach, I can't, it's 3 years.
This is it, yeah.
How about that? 3 years.
Seems like yesterday when I just got on the call that I got this job, and here we are in year three.
Exactly.
It's going fast.
You know, and in year three, you know, you're starting to see some fruition by the hard work that you instilled in these kids. And, hey, you went 3-7 last year, but you return, I think, 16 starters.
Yeah.
If I calculated correctly. When you... Of course, today you're waiting for a little weather change before you get out onto the field. But this week, Coacher, what excited you about, you know, even Monday coming in and say this year's a little different?
Just the veteran group that we have. You had mentioned it. This is year three, so we're not starting from scratch anymore. It's the seeds of our culture that we planted those 3 years ago. They're starting to come into fruition. And I think Coach Lamb at UNC said it's a harvest year.
Yeah.
And so that first year I was here, we really used we had a youth movement, and those sophomores that we put in when we were 1-9, they're seniors now, and this is year three of varsity experience for them. So I'm excited to see them see the growth that we get from those guys.
Well, I know you've seen a lot of physical growth in 2 years from those kiddos. You know, the talk about the efforts in the weight room, the numbers you've had, and your off season training, Coach.
That's really where the turnaround started. We met in my classroom after my first year, where we went 1-9, and I said, guys, if we don't change the way we do things, this is going to be a repeated cycle. We're going to keep doing this. And then the following January, we had 50 guys in the weight room at 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
And so this is, you know, two full off-season programs of those kinds of numbers, and the kids that have been fully committed, the growth has been tremendous.
You know, and the leadership, you know, we've talked about, you know, good programs have that, maybe that little neat leadership change, a little kick in the tail. Third year now of developing some of those younger guys into better leaders. How's that gone?
It's gone awesome. I think it stems from young guys being thrown into it when they were sophomores and understanding this is what varsity football looks like. And really putting the burden of changing a culture on their shoulders. Those are the guys that were around for 1-9 and said, we don't want to do this anymore. Those were the guys that were around for losing both crosstown rivalry games and saying, we need to change the way we do things if we want to change the outcome. And so just it's a great group of young men I get to come out here and spend every afternoon with, and just a tremendous group of young leaders.
How special is this week? Because, man, school starting, the whole bit, it feels like it's really football season once that occurs. Tell us about how your week's been since Monday, the first day of official practice.
It's been awesome. You know, we've been working all summer and doing 7-on-7s and weight room, and now we get to put equipment on and we get to come practice, and we have to find the balance of, okay, we have to go to school for 7 hours and then find it in the reserves to come out and have an intense practice for another two. And so the boys have really stepped up to the challenge. It's been brutally hot, so it hasn't been easy, but they've done a really good job of finding that balance.
You know, Coach, we've been begging for rain all summer. You know, and there's no practice at this time, you know, during June, July, and then we come out here. You're in a delay right now. Was that a lightning delay initially today that you have to sit the 30 minutes before you recalculate again?
Yep, lightning delay, and you had mentioned it's been brutally hot, and we've kind of been begging for this, and now we get to go in. Luckily, we do have this amazing facility, so we're in our weight room, state of the art, and trying to get some prep in, you know, before we scrimmage tomorrow.
You know, you mentioned it, and I was going to bring that up as well, but your facility is phenomenal. You know, I feel like Garrett and I have been in two fabulous facilities back to back. We were out at Johnstown yesterday, you know, the Roosevelt facility, and then we come over here. Outstanding facility. Talk about how much pride your guys have taken in that weight room, because it's state of the art.
Yeah, it's when I got hired, I had said that we need to make that weight room part of our culture. I said that's the best high school weight room in the state of Colorado, and we have to utilize that. And that message was with the kids that if we can utilize this room and use it to its fullest potential, guys, the sky's the limit. We don't have guys walking in here that are 6'5", 250, so we got to build them up. And we really built that into our mentality of everything that we do is earned. And we have a couple great coaches in there that work with them as far as strength goes. And Coach DeAndre Harris and Coach Dustin Duff just building toughness and grit with those guys in that weight room.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Coach Harris as well and talk about some of that conditioning and the strength training, obviously. Coach, it starts up front. You lost a couple of linemen that you need to replace, but how's that group going right now? And the confidence you have in those offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, we're in a spot where we did lose some key pieces, but we also brought back a lot of experience, and so those more experienced guys have been awesome, helping the younger guys, kind of showing them the way and getting them up to speed, and we're trying to get to a point where we hit the ground running week one, and we're not missing a beat, and so the young guys are picking it up quick. We had a really strong freshman class last year, so we're leaning on some of those sophomores to be able to jump in and help us out on the varsity level.
Hey, talk about your summer camp, 7-on-7. What was the summer like for the Spartans?
We started out with our team camp. We do that right at the beginning of summer. We have a good thing set with Berthoud. We've been scrimmaging in the last couple of years. So
Coach Corey Tickner.
Yep, Coach Tickner's a great dude, and we've done that the past couple summers. We go up and we scrimmage with them, and we got out. Everybody was healthy, got some great work in, and just we're really excited where we're at this point compared to where we've been the last 2 years. It's, you know, we're not installing the offense and defense anymore as much as we're refining it. These kids have ran our systems before. They know these plays. What can we do to become more explosive and to create more big plays and to just become on the other side of stifling defense? And pair that with some 7-on-7. We had some great 7-on-7s. We matched up with Wellington. We went down and did Broncos 7-on-7. We have a lot of great skill players that are really fun to watch, and so 7-on-7 this summer was a good time.
Coach, there's always competition at various positions with the 16 returning starters. How many of those positions are truly up for grab that you may not make that decision until a couple of days before you open up?
Right. Well, we want to stress competition every season, so when these guys come back, we don't tell them. We tell them, hey, because you started last year, it doesn't mean anything's guaranteed.
No entitlement.
Right. We want you to earn it. And we have, and I had mentioned that strong freshman class, and those older guys knew these guys are hungry and they're going to want to contribute. And so nothing's a lock, but we feel pretty good with where we're at. Definitely with our skill positions, we still want to make sure that we're really solid on the line, filling in for our two seniors that graduated. And then our quarterback, Isaiah Montoya, graduated. So we've had a couple guys working in at quarterback that we're really excited about that just have a different skill set that can change the way our offense looks next season.
And that's Tyler?
Yep.
Tyler Cranston and Cam, right?
Yep, Tyler Cranston and Cam Duplex, both kids, baseball players, really good athletes, and like I mentioned, just a different skill set than what we've been accustomed to the last couple of years. And so it's as a coach, it's fun because I get to really open up the playbook and do things offensively that I might have done in the past that we just haven't had the horses for yet here.
And Coach, you mentioned the baseball kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of multi-sport athletes on your team?
Yeah, we got a ton of our kids run track. We got a lot of wrestlers. We have a really strong wrestling
program. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, I love those. I think every one of our linebackers wrestles, which is really cool. And then getting those baseball guys in that can get in here and throw it a mile, you know, is really awesome. And so we try to promote it from our program, and I think our athletics as a whole here at Greeley West does a really good job of promoting multi-sport.
Hey, you know, later on the program, we're going to have Jax Lamb, Ellen Chaparro, and Julian Villanueva. Talk about those three a little bit and their leadership and what they bring physically and mentally to your squad.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that those guys have in common is they're all great leaders, and they're guys that we're going to depend on as an extension of the coaching staff out on the field on Friday nights. Julian is just a great kid, natural leader. And Allen is, man, you're going to see Allen. He's a specimen. He is impressive, can jump out of the gym, can run with the fastest kids, and Jax is special. I don't know if I've coached a kid like Jax Lamb yet. He's a tremendous athlete and an even better human being. He's a great leader in the school, just a great kid, and so it's I'm blessed I get to work with such an amazing group of young men.
Jax, first-team All-League coach, running back, man. He's got to have some skills that your opponents are quickly recognizing.
He's the fastest kid in Greeley's, like, is what we like to say, and I might even say Weld County.
It's a big county, Coach.
It is. He took fifth at the state track for the 100-meter dash, and I always tell the O-line, if you can give him a seam for one second, he'll get through it. And he might be pound for pound our strongest kid in the weight room. You know, he was squatting in the 400s this summer.
Wow.
And he is, you can tell that this means the world to him, and he works his tail off. Every piece of what Jax is has been earned and built by him in the weight room and out on the track and on the practice field.
Hey, Coach, talk about you open up Mountain Range, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Talk about, you know, just kind of how you implement getting ready for that opening game.
Right. It seems like you have all this time to prep, and then, you know, here we are 2 weeks out. And so the beginning we really focus on, let's learn our stuff and let's get really good at Greeley West football, and then we scrimmage tomorrow, and then after that scrimmage, we're kind of setting our sights on Mountain Range. We get 2 weeks to prep for them, and you know, watching film and implementing what they do at our practices so that we can be prepared when we see them on the 27th.
Is this the week you say, I'm glad we're not playing opening week?
Yeah, I'm glad we're sitting inside
zero
here.
Week.
Yeah, I'm glad we're sitting inside here and not getting ready for a game tomorrow. So we still have a little bit of time, and we're not missing out on too much prep here. So,
who's your scrimmage with, Coach?
We're going down to Aurora, and we're going to match up with Aurora Central and Prairie View.
Okay, so little three-way scrimmage.
Yep.
And you know, that's a lot of fun for kids just to go out and be able to go against somebody different.
Right. They've been pounding on each other for a few weeks here and all summer, and so they're excited to go out and really see what we're made of here. You know, we go out there and we execute and we look great, but let's go see how we match up against another team. Let's see how these plays we've been executing at practice look against our opponents. So,
and with a new quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure you're anxious to see just how that bond goes with those offensive linemen and the receivers, and gives you a couple of weeks to tweak a little bit those things you still need a lot of work on.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the earliest we've scrimmaged, and so it's kind of exciting that we do get those 2 weeks to fine-tune and see these quarterbacks in live action. They've looked really good this summer in 7-on-7, but shoot, I could stand back there and look really good in 7-on-7 with no D lineman chasing me down. So excited to see how they answer that call tomorrow. And they are fun athletes to coach because their skill sets, they can do so many things that are going to be fun for our offense.
You know, coaches, I reading some of the stuff, you have some quality kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what makes it special as well. They're just not football players. They're good in the classroom. They're good leadership throughout the school. we want to just say good luck this year, man.
Thank you.
It's fun to be out here. We weren't out here last year, and it's really fun to get out to Greeley West. Great facility, some great tradition, and of course, I'm a friend of one of the all-time greats, Mark Rogge.
Yep, you know
what the field is named after, and what's that Rogge name mean to the people at Greeley West High School?
It obviously carries a lot of weight. I've been in Greeley since 2015 when I first came up here to go to UNC, and that's just a name that you heard being in all the schools. And Coach Rogge's awesome. I run into him on the golf course or out in the community, and he always has encouraging words. And just a world-class human being. Every time I see him, he has something positive to say.
Yes.
And something that I can use to help make our team better. And so he, you know, his shadow looms large here, but he also, you know, he is one of the most down-to-earth people that you'll meet, and he helps us a ton over here.
Yeah, he certainly is. Now his golf game needs some work. I'm just gonna.
I can't speak on
Mark.
That
Mark,
one, so.
If you're listening, I know your golf game needs some work. But Coach Vargas, thanks so much for hopping on and your hospitality as well, setting everything up for us.
Absolutely.
And we wish you guys the best of luck this year.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming out, and we're excited for the season. So.
Coach Jacob Vargas, Greeley West, they are still anticipating getting on that field a little bit on this rainy day, and a little lightning intertwined as well. But a lot going on with them. And of course, we want to, again, thank Weld Community Credit Union for their sponsorship today. And, again, need that car, whether it's car loan, whether it's new, used, they will take care of you. WeldCCU.com, 970-330-9728. We'll be back. I think we're going to be back with Coach Harris.
Yep.
After these messages. Welcome back to today's KFKA High School Football Training Camp. And, of course, the coverage is brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. Whether you're building new or giving your kitchen or bathroom a fresh look, trust the professionals at Pro Design Countertops. Pro Design Countertops, they are proud to support high school football and the training camp. And also, yes, big shout out to Weld Community Credit Union. If you need that car loan, we've all needed car loans. Most people that I know, anyway. Whether it's new or used, they will take care of you. WeldCCU.com, or simply give them a call at 970-330-9728. Well, it's exciting to have Coach DeAndre Harris with us now. You wear some multiple hats, Coach.
Yes, I do.
Man, you're the running backs coach and, of course, the strength coach as well.
Yeah.
So
never a boring day with me.
Yeah. Thanks so much for hopping on. And Garrett, who's with us as well. We're all UNC Bears, man.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
We're
Bears.
Excited for that. That those lights, the 28th, we talked about that a little bit when you came on, DeAndre, but fun time. Hey, what excites you about the Spartans group this year?
Oh, man, just the talent and the athletes that we have, man. I feel like these past couple of years we've been blessed with some really good kids. You know, obviously we've been kind of doing a rebuild with this program, so we kind of see what we have. But we're in our third year. You know, we've been developing. We kind of know where we're at, what we have, and I'm just excited just to showcase what we've been doing this past summer and the work we've been putting in. You know, fast guys, smart guys, strong guys, and I'm just excited for people just to see that, you know, Greeley West football is still that team, and we need to be talked about, and I just want eyes on our program, and I'm just excited for these boys to put on a show for the city and for the schedule, and I'm just excited for people to see what we can do here.
Talk about strength, that running back position. Oh. Jax, is he faster than you, Coach?
he might be the only one.
I knew you had speed.
He's
so,
top five in the state for a reason. So, yeah, he's the only one that's got me. But no, my entire running back group, we are very blessed and lucky. I've been blessed the past couple years with great running backs. First year, we had Damian Harris and Tegan. Last year, Jackson Tegan. This year, I got six guys. You know, I just have a revolving door of talent in my group, you know, that I can just throw on the field, and there's not going to be a lapse of talent or just strength, you know. I'm just excited just to be out there. It's just going to be really fun. I haven't had this much depth the entire time I've been here, so the fact that I don't have to worry about, you know, guys getting tired or not having the right dude, I got six guys that are ready to go.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a six punches ready to come at you. You know, like, I'm excited.
Coach, you're an alum of the Spartans. Yes. You were on a good team in 2019, by the way. Really good. Really good team. How has the strength training just in those 8 years changed?
Yeah.
Especially with the skilled position kids.
Right. So obviously in the back of my head, I want to get back to how it was when I was there. You know what I mean? So when we came in here, the weight training culture was basically non-existent. When I came in here the summer, we probably had four kids in the weight room.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But, you know, after the first season, I talked to the head coach Vargas. I was like, the biggest lack we have was strength. You know what I mean? I kind of want to take over and kind of just make that a priority again with this program, you know? So last year and this year, on a bad day, we probably have 40, 50 kids in the weight room.
That's awesome. You know?
So just the culture in that sense was a big deal to me just to change that. Because if you're not in the weight room, if you're not building that chemistry with your boys, if you're not getting stronger, then the season is not going to reflect good. For, you know what I mean? So we're just focusing on strength, speed, just the chemistry with these guys. We've been going. I've been with these guys since January. So my season started 8 months ago. So it's been a long one already. But just focusing just on strength, you know, health has been a big thing too. Last year we had a lot of knee injuries, and this year just taking care of that, just soft tissue, and just make sure that they're ready to go for the season. You know, it's been a long summer, and yeah, it's been a lot of just preparation with those guys.
Coach, how do you improve the soft injury, the soft tissue injuries?
Yeah. So,
you know, we hear a lot about that with NFL guys and different programs, but when talking strength training, what can you do?
So the biggest, the important thing is strengthening the muscle that kind of counteracts that, right? So in the summer, we had a lot of hamstring injuries. So the biggest thing is wanting to strengthen that quads, right? Because it's the opposite of that, and that's what helps with the power underneath, right? And just focusing just on recovery and just stretching with it. You know, you never want to skip stretching. You never want to skip your recovery. I dedicate at least 15 to 20 minutes after every single weight session to just straight stretching, recovery, rolling out, because you know these guys are so busy in their day and they want to have fun their summer. They're not thinking about that once they leave the football field. Like once they're gone, football's not on their mind anymore. So just focusing on the strength of those opposite muscles and just recovery, big time on recovery. Just make sure they're getting stretched out, rehab, ice, whatever they need. Just focusing on that, and it's been a big help.
This first week, and I know you've had all summer as well, but how's the adaptation going with replacing your quarterback as well,
right?
With, and you know, being the running backs coach, getting that chemistry down.
Yeah, it's been a big challenge. You know, just it's a big ask to want to replace a spot like that, especially when you're so used to them for the past 2 years. But you know, we got Tyler, we got Camden. They've accepted the challenge. They've competed. You know what I mean? There hasn't been like a lack of talent or understanding of the playbook. They've really shown up, and there hasn't been any type of, you know, decline in what we could do on the football field with our plays and our scheme. It's been great. It's been a great back and forth battle. And, you know, it's a good position when you don't have a clear idea of who's number one, because they're both just that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a great problem to have when you can't decide, because they're just both good and they both listen. They both have great attitudes. They're both leaders. And it's a good position to be in. It's been fun to watch them play.
Hey, being a Spartan for life
now
for you,
yes,
you know, do you try to increase that, even that intensity level with those crosstown rivalries?
Oh, 100%. You know, last year was a big year for us because we finally were able to beat both of them, in a 10-year span. So now we kind of have that on our shoulders. But now that's not something we're reaching. That's just an expectation. That's the standard. You know what I mean? Going forward, like those games, we should have that confidence and know, like, these are games that we should win. We should be the big dog in the town. You know what I mean? That's always what we want to strive for. When you have other schools in your city, you want to be the top dog. You want to be the place people want to go to after middle school or transfer to. So that's just, to us, that now that's the standard, that's the expectation, and that's just kind of what I want to hold them to. Like, we're no longer chasing, we're being chased, you know? So that's just kind of where we're at right now, and I'm excited to go in there and kind of reprove why we are the school to beat.
You know, and Coach, even when I walked in, you know, into the weight room, and there's so many different athletes because of the weather outside, but you could sense that pride.
Yeah.
You know, you really could amongst the athletes, and that has to be fun for you to see that improvement from when you stepped in 2 years ago.
Yeah, 1,000%. There's just a new level of just confidence. You know what I mean? Like, it's just great to have kids that want to be here, that want to get better, that want to listen. It's if you can build off confidence, and there's nothing else that you can do. Like, with the team that we had come into it, we had, 0-10 seasons, 1-9 seasons. It's hard to have confidence when all you've known is losing.
Sure.
But when you have glimpses of success and you have glimpses of, oh, we can really do this. We can really beat some teams. That's all you need. It's just hope and confidence, and we can build off of that. Where now it's just, we just beat teams. That's just what we do. That's just what just happens, you know? So, yeah, these guys are a lot more amped up because they see what we can do. They can see what can happen when we put things together, stay consistent, stay to the standard of what we've been coaching them throughout this whole summer. But, yeah, there's a new attitude, and it's been real good.
Hey, I want to talk about Coach Vargas a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, sure. You know, so many coaches, they wouldn't have taken this job 2 years ago,
right.
3 years ago.
Now. Right.
I mean, that's just bottom line. Mm-hmm. That's not sugarcoating it.
Right.
He embraces it.
1,000%, yeah.
Tell what, you know, explain to our audience a little bit just what it's meant to have Coach Vargas at the helm.
It's great because you take a guy that wanted to take a chance on a program that just needed help, right? And like you said, there's not a lot of people in this position that looks at a team that we were at 3 years ago and say, yeah, I want to try to spend my time to try to help them fix that. But he did. You know, he's a first-time head coach, and he's been doing a great job. Obviously, we're improving. First year, 1-9. Last year, 3-7. And we're only going up from there. And he's been doing a great job. He took a really big challenge of not knowing where this program was at. You know, this program had no identity, no attitude. It was kind of like, who is Greeley West? And he took on that challenge, and he knew what to expect. And he's been doing a great job just kind of rebuilding who we are as a team and as a program. And I commend him for even doing that and wanting to do that, because that's a hard thing to try to take on for yourself. But no, he's been doing a great job, and we're year three now, and things have only been getting better, and that's under his, you know, teaching and coaching. And yeah, all props go to him. You know, he's been leading the charge.
And Coach, I want to give a shout out to you coming back to your high school and to help get that back to where you remember it as one of those top programs in the state. So thanks so much for joining us today, DeAndre.
And appreciate you guys for being here, showcasing us.
We're going to be keeping track, that's for sure.
Yeah.
DeAndre Harris, the running backs, and the if we're on TV, you know he would be the strength coach.
You gotta look
the part. And you look the part, my friend, big time. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We're going to talk to some of those players. One of those guys, your running back,
sir.
Jax Lamb.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to today's KFKA High School Football Training Camp coverage, brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. And, of course, thanks to Weld Community Credit Union for their sponsorship of the Spartans today. We're at a great campus today. This is a phenomenal school. The weight room is big time. You know, it's just big time. But thanks to Weld Community Credit Union for their sponsorship. If you need a car loan, whether it's used, new, check them out. They will get you pre-approved so you know what you're looking for and what you can do. Visit them at weldccu.com or give them a shout at 970-330-9728. Well, we got three studs with us from the Spartans football team. And we have running back Jax Lamb. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
And we have tight end Alan Chaparro. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
And in a little bit, we're going to have Julian Villanueva with another headset coming on in a little bit. But, hey, Jack's going to start with you, man. Returning all-league guy, congratulations on that. I know how much you want to win. Tell us the difference in this year's version of the Spartans than the past two seasons.
The past two seasons, we haven't been too good on being consistent with our offense and defense. But this year, going to practices and just being together, we've built this more of a team bond to be more consistent. Hopefully, we'll see if it goes well this season.
Terrific running back last year. How much better are you this year? What have you improved on, Jax?
I've improved on everything. I would say I'm going to make this year one of my best years.
And, Alan, tight end, defensive end, what's your favorite?
It's hard to say, but I really like both, honestly. I like catching, scoring touchdowns, but I really like sacking QBs, making tackles. So it's really hard to say, but I'd have to go with tight end because that's what I've been trained to do, like, pretty much my whole life.
All right. Okay, Alan, I'm going to ask you a question, man. It's a tie game late in the game, okay? You have your choice, hypothetically, okay? You can catch the winning touchdown pass, okay? Or you're on defense and you can strip sack the quarterback and get a strip six touchdown. What's it going to be?
I might have to go with catching that
touchdown. I think you surprised your teammates a little bit. What do you think, Jax?
I think go for the strip sack.
He's going to catch that touchdown. But hey, either way, man, he has the capability of doing either one. Hey, what's your favorite route as a tight end?
My favorite route? It has to be the whip route. It really can get the linebackers really confused, and it's like easy. It's really easy, and just a couple yards, maybe take it all the way. And yeah,
Jax, what's your favorite running back drill? When coaches have the running backs, you know, kind of isolated in group work, what's your favorite drill?
Probably the drills when we have four running backs in a square. We all run at each other and try and dodge and weave each other without hitting each other.
All right, so kind of a learn to react non-contact wise. Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Okay, Alan, one more, and then when we'll let Julian take the headset here a little bit. You know, you guys, it's you're coming off that 3-win season, but you can go back a couple years when you guys were freshmen, sophomores. Greeley West football struggled, okay? When your strength coach, Coach Harris, was here, man, they had it going. What makes this the year that you guys get it going?
Yeah, I think the year that really makes us going is because, like, we've been really consistent with the weight room. A lot of our starters have been in the weight room a lot. They've been showing up to off-season practices. They've just been really going. Just all our key guys, more people like that isn't even starting. Like, they be pulling up too. And I think that this year we can really make an impact and get our names out there just because of the fact that we've been really hitting that weight room. We can now push teams around instead of them pushing us around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really think that just because of that, we can have a shot at that.
Great. Jax, let's get back to your running style, okay? If you have to explain to our audience what kind of running back you are, what's the style you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as the insanely fast running back who can just hit the outside or either find the gap and just hit one or two moves and just go to the end zone.
Coach said you're the fastest dude in Weld County.
Yes, I am.
You know, that's something special. When did you discover, when you were a little kid, I'm sure, but when did you discover you had really good speed?
Probably in middle school when we played football at recess every day. I would just be burning everybody, beating everyone.
And is that when you started playing football, or at what age did you start playing?
I've been playing football since I was like 6 years old.
Okay. So it's just been part of you.
Yep.
Favorite college or pro player?
Off the top of my head. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Okay, you're good. You're good. Julian, welcome to the program as well, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
You're good. Hey, defensive back, boy. You get put on an island once in a while. You know, that one-on-one coverage. What makes you that good defensive back?
I feel like I've definitely struggled coming up from sophomore year. It wasn't always easy. It's definitely weight room, off season, and being the team, really being able to be bought into that weight room really stepped up my game, and also those off season practices. It's just not going to come to you. The good DB skills are the strongest, to be the strongest DB. You really have to be putting in the work. And I feel like I put in that work to be able to show off my skills this season.
You know, you guys can think back to your freshman year weight room. Now to your senior years, junior, senior years weight room. What has Coach Vargas instilled in the program that's made the difference, Julian?
Definitely being the team, the team, the team. That's been the motto since he's got here. He got here and he said, we're not going to win games if we're not coming in as a team, getting stronger, building that program, building those connections, building those friendships. Because I remember coming in my sophomore year, coming up to varsity, not everybody liked each other on the varsity team, and I really felt like that was a part of us that was missing. And being it this off season coming into the weight room, everybody's hyped. A little tired, but hyped.
You should be a little tired.
Getting ready to hit the weights, just being ready to improve and wanting to be successful this season, not accepting the failure anymore. We wanted to have success, and we just turned it around.
Hey, 6 a.m. weight room, is that what it is?
Yep.
You know, and a lot, I'm sure a lot of your teammates, and I don't know about you guys, work during the summer and things like that. How rewarding is it to see a lot of teammates get together? Jax, I'll let you answer this. Just get together and, you know, get bonded in the weight room.
I would say it's an amazing feeling every morning to just have all your brothers get together in the weight room. It just builds the bond closer and just makes things more fun.
Coach said really good numbers.
Really good numbers.
That's exciting, and that's certainly where it starts. Multi-sport guy, Jax?
Yes, I do football and track.
Okay, track. What? I know you run. You were the fifth fastest guy in Colorado as a junior. Aspirations of even doing better this year, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Track wise, next level. What do you want to do?
I would say either for football or track, just whatever the better offer is, what provides me like the best, I feel like I would go there.
And no pre-commitment at this time.
No.
And you will have one, that is for sure. Julian, favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject? All of them. It's pretty hard to choose, but I have to go with math. I never really liked math growing up. Elementary, I was always like not the smartest kid in class, but I feel like coming up, I really caught like an eye in math. I don't know why. It's just been my favorite so far.
We're on a math roll, Garrett. You know, Garrett's standing here. He doesn't have a mic. He can't respond, but we had some math. This is our fifth day of training camp, and we've had some guys that have really liked math. Julian, I'm going to let you give those headsets back to Ellen here. Jax, how many events in track? I'm going to go track a little bit. Did you participate in?
I did the 100 and the 200, and then I did the 4x1 relay and 4x2 relay.
So all running?
Yes.
Okay, all running. Now, along with that great speed once in a while as a running back, you got to show your hops a little bit.
I do. I don't do hops in track, but I show it on the field.
You do show it on the field. Alan, let's get back to that defensive end position. And is there anything better, though, than stripping the quarterback?
There's nothing better than that. That is the best feeling.
And yet, yeah, there's one thing better, catching the touchdown pass, right,
yeah.
Jax?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. But what's been your biggest improvement from that sophomore season when Coach Vargas came in?
My biggest improvement was coming down, stepping away from playing quarterback, because I used to play quarterback, and I just had to step away from that. I had to better myself. And my sophomore year, I did try out DN, and I really loved it. I really loved it. And from now, like, our coach has really been, like, on me about everything. He's, like, he really appreciates all the work that I do. He really, like, teaches me everything that I need to know. He improved my pass rush, my reading ability and everything. I really appreciate all my coaches. I appreciate my teammates for all the work as well. And, yeah, I appreciate Coach Vargas for really believing in me, and yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, you guys have, I think, 9 starters back on defense, something like that. I mean, that's going to be a big improvement right away. You can't answer yourself, okay, on this question. Who's the toughest dude on the football team?
It's going to be probably Gunner. Gunner Gruber's our sophomore.
Gruber's sophomore. Already has gained the respect from the upperclassmen as a tough guy. All right. Any other answer, Jax?
Just Gunner Gruber's.
Gunner. All right, man. What a compliment to Gunner. What position is Gunner?
Linebacker. Mike linebacker.
Mike linebacker. Okay. That is fantastic. But with the league this year, is there one team you have circled that you just know we got to have a great game and we're going to get these guys?
Has to be Northridge.
Northridge. All right.
Northridge, yeah.
Okay. And who would be the second team?
Might have to be Loveland.
Definitely Loveland.
Definitely Loveland.
Yeah.
You know, Loveland's on the grid for some teams. I think we heard that same answer yesterday, and they have an electric quarterback, returning and a lot of skilled positions. So there's going to be some great games in your league, guys. We really look forward to following you. Thanks so much. We'll let you get back to practice. Are we out on the field yet?
We're not.
We're not out on the field yet, but we'll let you get back to your coaches. And again, thanks so much for hopping on. Julian, thanks. Daniel, thanks. Jax, good job, all three of you.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's take that break now, and we'll be back to wrap up our training camp coverage brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. Wow, what a great week we have had with our prep football training camp. Garrett Royer, our intern with me right now. Yeah. 5 days of terrific programs, terrific kids.
Definitely. I think it's been cool. Every school has a different kind of motto, kind of confidence
going
in.
Different vibe. It is. It's a different vibe.
And I have to say, this group we just covered of the Spartans, I'm really excited to see after 2 losing seasons what they put together in year 3. I think they could do some special things.
You know, a lot of times you don't see improvement necessarily in wins and losses, but you see that improvement in the numbers, in the weight room dedication. Coach Vargas has taken this group, and he's just got them better every year. And now some of those young sophomores that are now seniors, I think we're going to see some of the fruition come to the fold this year for Greeley West.
I think so, too. We've been talking about culture all week long, but the culture here, I think, is a great one. And I like your mention earlier, Bruce, about how props to Coach Vargas for taking over the program 2 years ago when things were down. And, yeah, he steps in and wants to change the culture and bringing in Coach Harris to do some work in that area. I mean, I think starting with the coaching staff, that's what you need.
Absolutely. And the kids have bought in.
Yeah.
You know, the players have bought in. Just seeing this. Hey, we will be continuing this next week, Monday. We're going to be out at Eaton, and we're going to be covering the Reds. And on Coach Speak Monday morning, we'll be talking a little Eaton Reds softball as well. Been a great week, a lot of fun. And I know Mike is saying, go Broncos right now, first game as well. Garrett, great spending the week with you. And drive safe, everybody out there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for our coverage today, Weld Community Credit Union. Have a safe drive.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.